弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace to all of you。
奉主耶稣圣名，在灵会的期间，跟弟兄姐妹一起来学习道理。
Name of Lord Jesus Christ, we study the words of the Bible together。
今天早上一起来查考，我们不上胆，因为有宝贝在瓦器里。
This morning we're going to study the topic: We do not lose heart because we have treasure in earthen vessels。
我们请来翻开《哥林多后书》第四章。
Well, let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
哥林多后书四章一节说：“我们既然蒙怜悯，受了这职分，就不上胆。”
Verse 1 reads: Therefore, since God, through God's mercy, we have this ministry, we do not lose heart.
第二节，乃将那些暗昧可耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己建立个人的良心。
Verse 2, Rather we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
第三节，
Verse 3.
如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上。
And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing.
第四，此等不信之人被世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像。
Verse 4. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers.So that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
第五节，我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake.
第六节
，Six.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里。叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
Verse 6, For God who said, Let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
第七节
7.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
我们今天早上就来学习这段道理。
So we use this passage to encourage ourselves today.
我们不上胆，因为我们将成为把福音带给个人的一个神所用的器皿。
We do not despair because we have in our jars of clay we have this precious ministry.
就是说，我们可以把基督这个宝贵的福音透过我们把它传递到这些神所要拣选光照的人身上。
And we can use this precious treasure that we have to spread the ministry to those who have yet to know the light and wonder of God.
刚才我们唱诗160首，他就特别提到今天神的光已经照耀了。
Just now we sang that hymn 160, Sunshine in my soul, and that sunshine comes from God.
就是神的光先照在我们的心里。
The sunshine comes into our heart.
就是第六节说。
That's like in verse 6.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们的心里了。
2 Corinthians 4 verse 6, For God has let the light shine out of darkness into our hearts.
起初你看在创世纪一开始的时候说，那个是一片黑暗，没有形状，是空虚混沌的，没有任何东西啊。
In the first chapter of Genesis, in the beginning of the world, in Genesis 1, the world was without form, without void, and there was just darkness.
完全黑暗的。
It was just all darkness.
但是当神说要有光，这个时候光就出现，把黑暗就分开了。
But then God said, "Let there be light," and all of a sudden there was light in the midst of the darkness.
我们人的心，其实哦，今天如果不是有神、有基督的福音呢，我们人基本上心里是黑暗的。
If not for the light of Jesus Christ and the hope that he gives us, the hearts of mankind are filled with darkness.
这是为什么今天有好多人忧郁症，有很多人试着要自杀。
And that's why so many people are depressed, anxious, wanting to commit suicide.
因为觉得活着世界没有意义，没有价值啊。
Because they feel like there's no meaning to life, no meaning to keep living on.
这个不是你有财富、有名声、有享受可以满足的。
Sometimes the man's heart cannot be satisfied by wealth, by treasure, by money, by power.
这个其实是来自于罪恶。
But rather, in this world, man's heart is filled with sin and evil.
来自于远离的神。
Because man has departed from God.
那所以这个黑暗只有神有办法解决。
And so the only way to resolve this darkness is through God.
现在神借着耶稣基督把这个亮光照在我们的心里了。
And now God has sent Jesus Christ to bring light into our hearts.
所以他才会特别说，现在在我们心里的亮光，这个光其实是从耶稣基督而来的。
And this light is Jesus Christ.
现在这个基督福音荣耀的福音的光，现在要照在我们的心里。
And because Jesus Christ has the gospel, and this gospel is glorious, and that's why we have light.
在第四节的地方特别强调说基督本来就是神的形象。
Now, verse 4, Jesus Christ is the image of God.
就是基督耶稣其实他是神创造天地的这个神道成肉身住在我们中间的。
Jesus Christ is God incarnate in the flesh living among men.
神是全能的神。
God is all powerful.
所以神他可以同时在天上也可以同时在地上。
And being all powerful, God can be in many places all at once. He can be in heaven and on earth at the same time.
他在地上的时候，他可以同时在我们的内心里。
And while on earth, he can be in our hearts.
但是他也可以掌握这个整个世界。
But he can overcome the world.
但是主耶稣基督，他现在在我们的心里，他其实不是要来控制我们的心。
When Jesus is in our hearts, he is not there to control us. And domineer over us.
而是当他在我们的心的时候，我们的心会柔软，会看到他脸上所发出那个荣耀的光辉。
But rather, when we accept Jesus into our hearts, we can see in His face the glory of God.
我们会愿意的来跟从他的。
And we will be willing to seek after Him.
所以，当主的灵在我们的身上的时候
，So when the Spirit of God is among us,
我们人会变得圣洁、顺服。会变得柔和谦卑。
The Spirit of God gives us gentleness, meekness, kindness, humility.
跟那个魔鬼的灵，如果控制一个人，那个整个人就是在黑暗当中，是失去自己的，是完全不一样的。
On the contrary, when one is possessed by an evil spirit, that evil spirit controls that person and makes that person miserable.
所以今天我们在教会里面领受的主耶稣的灵，是让我们可以看到神的光。让我们可以感受到神的爱。
And so today, when we come to the true church, we can experience the light of God and the love of God.
那我们会愿意的来顺服他，照他所说的去行。
And then we can be willing to draw near to God and obey Him.
现在基督他特别强调说神的像，神本来看不到的，借着耶稣基督，我们可以认识神了。
God was formerly hidden from mankind, but through Jesus, now we can see Him and approach Him.
那保罗他特别强调说。我不是传自己。
And that's why Paul emphasizes, I do not preach myself.
他事实上是为了传耶稣基督为主，就是他是我们的主，他是我们的救主。
But rather he preaches Jesus as the Lord.
然后他说，他因为耶稣基督的缘故，甘愿做众人的仆人。
And but because of Jesus, he is willing to be the servant of everyone.
那这个仆人其实是奴隶的意思啦。
What is servant? A servant is a slave.
那个奴隶古时候的奴隶没有什么权利的啦。
And the slave in the olden times had no rights.
现代的仆人权利还蛮多的。
Nowadays, the servants still have many rights.
那个我们社会里面对这些员工做仆人的有很多保护的，因为。他也是人，你要尊重他。
And in America, we have many protections for the workers, for the employees, because they're human beings too.
因为他有他的权利，他应该拥有的，你不可以把他剥夺。
And we cannot oppress them.
那所以今天的仆人本身很难想象古时候那个奴隶是何等可怜。
And so today's employee, today's servant, has a difficult time empathizing with the slaves of yore.
那个奴隶基本上就是一个东西而已啊。
Because back in then, in the Bible times, slaves were a commodity.
他这个就是这个主人随便他怎么做都可以啊。
And whatever the master wanted to do with the commodity, he could do.
保罗说，他为了基督的缘故，他甘心做众人的奴隶。
But Paul writes, because of Jesus Christ, I'm willing to be the servant, to be the slave of everyone.
但是他这个奴隶却又是很特别的。
This is a special type of serving.
他不是那个没有能力的人。
Paul was not without authority or power.
他曾经也非常有地位。
Paul had great status at one point in this world.
也受到很好的教育。
He had the best education.
但是他现在为了福音的缘故啊，为了耶稣基督，他甘愿把他都放弃了。
But for Jesus, he cast all of these aside.
然后他特别又强调说，他不会害怕，他不会灰心沮丧。
Paul writes, I do not despair, I am not discouraged, I do not give up hope.
然后他特别又说，我是蒙了怜悯的，我是很有恩典的人呢。
Paul says, I hope to have a heart of mercy.
第四章一开头的时候，他说啊，我们是蒙了怜悯。
And he writes, we have this heart of mercy.
然后我们受了这个职分，就是说他现在有这个机会来传福音，来介绍耶稣基督给众人认识。
And now he has this opportunity to preach the gospel to all mankind.
然后他说我不上胆。
He says that he does not preach himself.
不上胆就是不沮丧，不灰心。
And he does not lose heart.
就是说他在这个传福音的过程当中，他受了很多苦的。
So he may suffer a lot in order to preach the gospel.
遇到很多很多患难呢。
He encountered much hardship.
但是他就不会灰心呢。
But he never lost heart.
那表示说他的这个心非常坚定啊。
He had faithfulness and steadfast.
他知道他在做什么。
He knew that he had to do his mission.
而且他也知道说他做完了这工作之后，最后的奖赏是什么。
And he knew that there would be a reward awaiting him at that.
表示说他很清楚他所做的绝对不会浪费。
He knew that what he was doing was not a waste of time.
我们今天如果知道说你做的事情最后会浪费，你就想说我算了，不要做了。
Today, if we're doing something and it's hard and challenging and we feel like it's a waste of time, we may give up.
有很多人他们就看到想不懂，就是我做的这个东西以后如果没有用，我干脆放弃算了。所以很多学生干脆不要读书了。
Some students, in the midst of their studies, they cannot see the goal, the reason for their studies, and they quit school.
表示因为他没有目标啊。
Because they don't have a goal in mind.
那我如果没有目标，我干嘛现在受苦？实在是很冤枉。
And without a firm grasp of the goal in mind, then one wants to give up.
但是你如果我们注意看一个人，他如果在这个受苦当中，他坚持到底，他要一直这样做下去，表示说他对这件事情背后，他有一定很强烈的动机，让他我一定要完成它才行。
But on the other hand, if someone has that goal in mind, then they will work hard to achieve that goal.
那通常这样的人表示说，他知道他在做什么，而且他有那个毅力要完成，而且看到后面的结果，他觉得说值得。
And they'll see that they must have discipline, willpower to continue on.
保罗他在前面一章啊，就是第三章啊，他特别说，他其实像一封信是已经基督写上去的，要给大家看的。
In chapter 3, Paul writes that he's like a tablet.A letter written with ink, a letter from Jesus Christ.
就是说，我们今天每一个人被耶稣基督拣选的人，其实就好像一封公开的信啊，要让众人来读的。
So each and every one of us who has come to a knowledge and been called by Jesus Christ are a letter from Jesus Christ.
就是表示说，因为我们今天每一个被耶稣拣选的人都是神的一个工作，就是一个作品。
We who have been chosen by Jesus, we have all become a work of Jesus Christ.
那个保罗他到处传福音的时候，其实他把他的经验跟这些他要传的人的对象分享。
Paul obviously shared his experiences with everyone he came to meet.
因为他本来是逼迫信耶稣的人的。
Because he had been a persecutor of Jesus Christ.
我们如果来先看一下提摩太前书第一章。
If we turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1,
圣经在后面的提摩太前书第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1,
看第书十三节。
Let's turn to verse 13.
提摩太前书一章十三节。
First Timothy chapter 1:13。
我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，侮慢人的。然而我蒙了怜悯，是因为我不信不明白的时候而做的。
Verse 13 reads, even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief.
这就是信主、信耶稣以前的保罗，他自己所做的事情。
Paul did many bad things before he came to know Jesus.
因为他那时候根本是瞎眼的，他不知道他自己在做什么。
Because he was blind, he was ignorant, he didn't know what he was doing.
但是他又以为他很热心呢。
But he thought he was being zealous for God.
所以错误的热心有时候会害很多人的。
So zeal with ignorance can be a harmful thing.
因为那时候他还没有基督荣耀的福音光照他，所以他事实上是在黑暗当中行走。
Because he acted in darkness because he did not have the light of Christ.
所以他说哦，我实在是很冤枉，因为我那时候我不明白，我不知道自己在做什么。
And he didn't know what he was doing. He admits it. He was acting in ignorance and unbelief.
但是感谢神，神主耶稣基督光照他。
But Jesus Christ shone his light into Paul's heart.
第十四节说
，Verse 14，
并且我主的恩赐格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心跟爱心。
The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus.
这就是一个大转变。
This was a great change, a turning point.
从耶稣基督来的恩典。
And this came from the grace and mercy of Jesus.
让他现在变成一个有爱心的人。
And Paul became one filled with love.
他又有信心。
Filled with faith.
信心表示说，他现在听到耶稣这个福音，他散发出一个信心是很超越的。
And the faith that Paul got was from Jesus Christ.
是看到以后要发生的事情。
And Paul could see through Jesus Christ the future, the end goal.
信心表示说。还没有发生，但是你已经先看到，你已经好像一直说会有什么结局，所以你就一直去做它。
Now, faith is a conviction of things yet unseen and a firm belief in those things.
那接下去第十五节说
，Verse 15，
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人当中，我是罪魁。
Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst.
16. 然而我蒙了怜悯，是因为耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
16. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life.
耶稣基督降世是特别为拯救罪人而来的了。
Now, Jesus came to the world to save sinners.
那这句话是可信的，是十分可佩服。意思是说，这句话是驳不倒的，是永远的定理。
Paul says that this is a trustworthy saying. Trustworthy means it is eternal. It holds true.
要十分的相信他。
And we have to believe in this 100%.
因为保罗他自己本身就是这个例子。
Because Paul set us this example.
他说我本来是一个罪魁。
Paul says I was a sinner.
就是说他是罪人的头，他是带头去迫害信耶稣的人的。
He was the greatest of sinners. He led the persecutors of Christians.
但是现在这么罪恶的人，神主竟然怜悯他了，原谅他了。
Such a sinner, the greatest sinner. Jesus Christ had mercy on him.
为什么
？Why？
因为他说神要用他。
Because Jesus wanted to use Paul.
要从他的身上让众人可以看出神的忍耐。
Jesus wanted through Paul to show this great patience that he has for all the world.
神是全能的神，他认识每一个人，他知道每一个人在做什么。
God is all powerful and knows our ins and outs and our doings and our goes abouts.
对不对？当保罗带头去破坏信耶稣的人，难道耶稣不知道吗？
When Paul was persecuting Christians, was Jesus not aware of this?
那被保罗迫害的这些基督徒，他们不是都在祷告求主主啊，你拯救我们脱离这个恶人的手
？And those Christians who were being persecuted, were they not praying fervently to ask Jesus to deliver them from the persecution?
多少人，你看被保罗下在监牢里面去了
？So many people were persecuted by Paul, thrown in prison, beaten, tortured.
那些主的门徒。在迫害的时候，他们不是祷告吗？主啊，你帮忙吧。
Of course, these people were praying for Jesus for deliverance.
那主也都知道这个保罗在干什么事啊。
Jesus, of course, knew what Paul was up to.
但是主就没有去制止他。
But Jesus allowed it to happen for a certain amount of time.
但是主还是听了这些受苦的基督徒的祷告。
But at the same time, Jesus heard the prayers of those persecuted Christians.
逼迫仍然在，还是持续在进行，而且越来越厉害。
The persecutor was still persecuting, and in fact, the persecution became even bigger.
主就帮助他的门徒，他们的信心越发刚强，他们不会因为迫害而胆怯，而否认耶稣啊。
But despite of this persecution, Jesus increased the faith of those being persecuted.
所以主的帮助就是让他们在这个受苦当中越来有力量，可以去克服。
And so through the persecution, those being persecuted gained faith, gained strength, power, and endurance.
结果他们就你看主的门徒就越发刚强。
And the numbers increased despite the persecution.
成长，我们信仰的成熟其实是来自这里的。
And this is the journey of faith.
就好像一棵树，它没有经过这个暴风雨的这个击打，没有经过这个冷热之间的煎熬，它不会成长，它不会茁壮起来啊。
Just like a tree in the field may endure heat and cold, sun and rain and wind, and it continues to grow.
因为神要训练他的百姓。
Because God wants to train His disciples.
将来哈。神要用他们的
because God wants to use His disciples.
所以这些当初被保罗所迫害的基督徒后来就成为福音的精兵。
And so all those who were persecuted became the army of Christ.
他们虽然被下监牢，但是他们都不会死啊。
Despite being in prison, they did not die, but they persevered on.
如果神的时候还没有到，他们一定会被放出去的。
Because if it were not God's time yet for them, they would be released.
在这样的一个保罗带头在破坏的时候，神主耶稣都在看，主耶稣都忍耐下来了。
Jesus saw all of this.
那为什么？
He had great patience.
因为当他的时候到的时候，他就要转变这个人。
Because Jesus has his time, and when his time was ripe, Jesus acted.
保罗他自己后来深深感觉到，这个真的是神的怜悯，让他活着。
Paul understood that it was the mercy of Jesus to allow him to keep living.
神要用他给后来信他得永生人做榜样。
Paul was prepared by Jesus to be an example for all the other people.
所以将来你看，因着保罗的这个传福音信耶稣人，他们就有一个永生的盼望。
And through seeing Paul as a living witness, the people that Paul preached to had an eternal hope.
福音的内容就是在告诉我们有永生。
Because the gospel gives us confidence that there is eternal life.
那在这个信福音的过程当中，可能会遇到困难。
During our journey of faith, we may encounter hardship, difficulty, trouble.
碰到逼迫。
We may be persecuted.
但是没有关系，要忍耐下来。
But it's okay. We must persevere.
因为最后神一定会施怜悯。
Because Jesus will deliver us.
这个整个情形会转变过来的。
And things will change.
那这个是要有信心的。
But this requires faith.
那保罗就是一个例子，让众人可以看出了神的作为是奇妙的。
Paul is the example of faith and the mysterious, miraculous ways of God.
所以保罗他现在在哥林多后书第四章，他特别提到说他自己受了这个传福音的这个职分。
And so coming back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul writes that he has been given this ministry, this mission.
那我们今天如果接受福音的人呢？其实都是要做一个新的人，要生命做改变的。
So for all of those who have received the gospel of salvation, then we must change our lives, change our ways.
我们每一个人，就好像保罗说，他其实也像一个演员在一个戏台上在演出基督要他所过的这个生命。
Because Paul writes that he was an actor on a stage, trying to live out the script that Jesus had prepared for him.
再我们来看一下哥林多前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第九节。
Verse 9.
哥林多前书四章九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9.
我想神把我们使徒明明列在幕后，好像定死罪的囚犯。因为我们成了一台戏，给世人和天使观看。
Verse 9 reads, For it seems to me that God has put us apostles on display at the end of the procession, like men condemned to die in the arena. We have been made a spectacle to the whole universe, to angels as well as to men.
你看他说，他是传福音的人，他成了一台戏。
Paul compares himself to a spectacle.
那他这个 这个导演就是神本身嘛。
And the director of the spectacle, the director of the show is God.
神他掌握一切。
Because God controls everything.
他知道谁是属他的人。
God knows everything, knows who belongs to him.
然后神也定好了每一个属他的人应该扮演的角色是什么。
And God has arranged and ordained for every single person who worships him to worship him in a certain way, fashion, and time.
所以我们的这个一生，我们的生命、啊、就好像这个众人都在看说，你信耶稣之后你是怎么过日子的。
And so everyone in the world is watching us saying, wow, this, you're a Christian, how do you live your life?
那还不只是世人在看，他说连天使都在看。
And it's not just the people of the world, but it's the angels in heaven.
所以我们今天演的好不好跟这个导演就是这个我们的主的荣耀有关系的。
And so are we following the script that our director God the King of Kings has written out for us?
你看到一台戏演得很精彩，你都知道说哇，这个编剧人这个导演这个真的功力很强。
Because when we see a good show, we're like, wow, this is a great director, great actors.
那个演员每一个都很尽责。
And the crew, the everything has contributed to a great spectacle, great show. 把这个戏
演活了。
And so that's why the show is award-winning.
那让很多人会感动。
And so people will be moved.
这个就是我们今天我们的生命呈现在世人眼前。圣经特别用这样的一个描述，让我们了解我们的角色。
And so here in this passage, it allows us to understand what we're doing in this world.
那保罗他现在很清楚他自己的角色。
And so Paul often reflects upon what he's doing in the world.
他现在是为了基督的缘故，是做了众人的仆人。
Is he the servant of all for Jesus Christ?
是传耶稣是主，是天上的真神。
Is he preaching that Jesus is the Lord, the Master, the Ruler?
他传的这个福音。是要带来永生的。
Is he preaching that the gospel of Jesus can bring you salvation?
所以我们今天信耶稣，其实我们的目标绝对不只是今生而已。
And so our goal in believing in Jesus is not for blessing in this world.
今生再怎么样久，一百年过去就没了。
Because it doesn't matter how long you live, you may live to be 100, but you're going to die one day.
多少学问，多少享受，多少名声地位，你多少收集品，到最后都没有。
It doesn't matter how wealthy you are, how educated you are, how powerful you are, how many friends you are, how much fun you had, all this will pass away.
所以人家才会说嘛，死亡哦，就是没有一个人可以胜过的强盗，他把你所有的一切都把你剥光光。
And that's why they say death is like a thief who steals everything from you.
你值得很拥有很宝贵的，最后都没有了。
And you cannot escape from this thief because everything that you deem precious will be robbed.
死亡这件事情，如果今天不是在耶稣基督的福音光照底下，没有一个人能够克服。
And without Jesus, none of us could overcome death.
但是在基督里面，我们就可以得胜。
But through Jesus, we can gain the victory.
那所以保罗他传福音，他重点一定是让我们可以得胜死亡。
And so Paul wants us to gain the victory.
今天多少信仰他们所谈的这些道理这些 教训基本上都是只有在今生而已。
Many religions, many faiths, they try to emphasize the blessings in the world.
那如果谈到永生得到天国，有的讲的真的是天花乱坠，也没有任何证据。
But then when it comes to the afterlife, eternal life,A lot of these religions, they don't have much to say.
许多宗教信仰也谈到天国啊，谈到天堂啊，极乐世界啊。
Many religions incorporate an afterlife in their belief, talk about the next world.
但是有证据吗？
But is there any basis for this?
你有把握吗？
Any guarantee of this?
在基督里面有把握。
Because in Jesus there is a guarantee.
因为他给我们证据。
Because Jesus gives us evidence of a guarantee.
我们在今生的时候，我们就可以尝到的。
We can even experience it while we're still in this world.
而且我们从今生所生命所呈现的改变，我们一定可以品尝到将来更好。
And through the transformation that one can experience by becoming a Christian, one knows that there is a better world in the afterlife.
保罗他现在作为一个福音的使者，他有几个追求。
So Paul was a written testimony. To the gospel.
我们来看回来第四章。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
为什么他在传福音的时候，他可以不上胆，他不会灰心呢？
Why was it that Paul never lost heart while he was preaching the gospel?
第二节说，
Verse 2.
他说，我要把那些暗昧可耻的事情把它弃绝了。
Paul writes, we have renounced secret and shameful ways.
你看， 这个暗昧可耻的事情，英文就写得很清楚，是隐藏的事。
We
secret 的就是暗地的。
So these are written very carefully to be known as secret.
你看今天我们有很多很多所谓的内幕啊，黑幕，外面的看不到，看不到的。
When we have evil thoughts, sinful thoughts, these are secret, hidden from everyone else.
你看这个政治上有很多内幕啊，
隐
藏的事情你外边老百姓看不到了。
We can see many secret things that sometimes get revealed.
那不用说外面的世界，我们内心里面有多少隐藏的意念是别人不知道的。
So how many things are hidden in our hearts that no one else knows about?
但是其实到最后，这些隐藏的事情都要被显露出来的。
But one day everything hidden will be revealed.
好，所以为什么说有时候我们在教会或在社会看这些各项事情、花花世界哈，有时候心里要搞清楚，不要被骗了。
So when we observe things happening in our lives, even in church, let us not be deceived.
我们有时候看到人说，这个怎么这样？我们可能就会加以评论说，这个，七嘴八舌就开始评论一番了。
Sometimes we complain, sometimes we moan and groan about things that we observe.
其实我们都是外面人，根本搞不清楚人家发生什么事情。
But in reality, we don't have a complete understanding of the big picture.
圣经教导我们一个很重要的原则。
The Bible teaches us an important principle.
看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们来看第三节。
Verse 3.
读第三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3.
我被你们论断或被别人论断，我都以为极小的事情，连我自己也不论断自己。
I care very little if I'm judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself.
第四节。
4.
我虽然不觉得自己有错，却也不能够因此得以称义，但判断我的乃是主。
My conscience is clear, but that does not make me innocent. It is the Lord who judges me.
因为他知道主最后是审判官嘛，他一定是由他来判断决定的啦。
Paul knows that God is the ultimate judge.
好，第五节。
Five.
所以时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等主来，他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念。那时，个人要从神那里得着称赞。
Five. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness, and will expose the motives of men's heart.
那表示说，其实到最后，神会审断一切，人其实不用操心。
God's going to judge everything, so human beings need not despair.
我们心中的隐情，就是隐藏的事情，我们的意念，到最后神都把它显露的一清二楚，你都没有办法去否认的。
All the hidden things, all the secret things in our hearts will be revealed.
神就是有这个能本事，这个才叫做神。
Because this is God, and He has this power and authority.
人只是看表面而已啊，看外表啦。
Human beings can only see the surface.
但是神看内心呢。
But God examines the inner heart.
而且到最后审判的时候，要把所有的一切都把它敞露出来了。
And on the judgment day, everything will be revealed.
没有所谓的秘密这件事情。
Nothing else will be hidden.
所以现在保罗说，他有一个自我要求，他要把这些隐藏的事、可耻的事情，把它去邪。
So Paul demands of himself to get rid of the secret and shameful ways.
表示说，他在神面前真的是存了一个完全诚实的心。
And this way, he has a pure and innocent heart before God.
如果我们今天在神面前是诚诚实实的，在人面前基本上也是诚实的。
So we must renounce our secret and shameful ways in front of God and in front of human beings.
我们知道说神是轻慢不，你不可以欺骗神，神你绝对骗不了。
Because we know we cannot deceive God.
反正你欺骗了神的人，最后一定会羞耻。
Because if you try to deceive God, you will come to a bad end.
好，所以保罗说，我把那些可耻的事，就会认为会让自己不好意思的事情，都把它去掉了。
And so Paul has renounced secret and shameful ways, things that, if revealed, would be shameful.
他的行为哈，不管在背后，在人面前，都是经得起考验的。
And so he examines himself in front of people, and even when people aren't looking.
那这个其实也是因为有爱心。
And because he has love.
因为我们爱人是诚实的。
Because our love must be truthful and honest.
爱是什么？爱就是不做害羞的事情。
Love is true love does not harm others.
你不会去，不会让你自己很你害羞、你很 ashamed 的事情哦，你不会去做它的。
A true love will not perform shameful acts.
因为你知道说 什么事情会让你害羞。
Because we know what are shameful acts.
那我们因为我们知道神的真理。
Because we know the standards of God.
所以爱的人他不会做害羞的事情。
Because someone who loves God will not do shameful acts.
我们今天不管在什么地方，一定是诚诚实实，光明正大。
And so when we present ourselves before God, before human beings, we will be presentable.
传福音的人如果没有这样的一个那个自我要求，其实很多时候变成很伪装，会变得人家会看得出来不喜欢。
And so if a person who is trying to preach the gospel does not behave in a honest fashion, then the gospel ministry will be ineffective.
所以这样的人他如果这个内幕被发现之后，对福音的伤害甚至比他不去传福音更惨。
And it may be worse that they try to preach the gospel than if they hadn't tried to preach the gospel at all.
这是为什么有时候社会上一些所谓的出名的布道家，哇，这个名嘴，发现说就是去做那些犯罪的事情，你说那个对一般社会其他不是基督徒人的伤害有多大呢？
And so sometimes we see evangelists on TV or in the news, we see them commit great sin.And this causes great harm to their church.
这是为什么今天有许多老百姓他们说不要信基督教了。
And that's why many people say, I don't want to be a Christian.
因为都是假冒为善的戴面具的人。
Because look at these Christians, they're hypocrites.
一点也不实在。
They're not truthful.
所以有人说我不信耶稣都比你还好。
And they say, well, I'm better off not being a Christian. I'm a better person than you are as a Christian.
真的让主耶稣基督名被羞辱了。
And this brings shame to the name of Jesus.
所以今天我们如果要不上胆，表示说我们传福音的时候，我们是实实在在的在跟人家分享耶稣基督的好处。
And so if we do not lose heart, we must keep on preaching the benefits of Christ.
然后接下去他说不行诡诈。
And we have to not use deception.
就是不行诡诈，就是表示说我们是诚实按真理行的。
In other words, we do in accordance with the word of God.
就是不会想要去有不好的动机去从福音得好处，或者是要赚取一些这个世界上的东西的。
We don't preach the gospel with ulterior motives, trying to gain benefit for ourselves.
有许多人他做什么事情有隐藏的动机，你不知道。
Many people have a hidden motive behind their actions.
但是我们今天传福音没有这个。
But when we preach the gospel, we must put away any ulterior motives.
实实在在的把福音的好处，耶稣基督的真理跟人分享。
So we preach without deception, without distortion.
接下去他说，我不谬讲神的道理。
Paul says he does not change the word of God.
就是说，他现在把神的道理是按圣灵启示的，而且是按照福音的原则。不管旧约跟新约都一样的，是把它讲清楚，让众人可以知道。
He preaches the gospel in accordance with the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit has moved him.
他不会是因为见这个人就讲这个话，为了要讨这个人。
He does not distort the word of God in order to win others.
有些人这个讲起话来颠三倒四，看到这样的人，哇，他就用这个方式去解释他。另外一种情况就是换一个方式解释，为了要讨好人。
Some people will use sweet words. Try to flatter people into agreement.
圣经说这样这个对真理不忠实的。
But the Bible tells us that this is not being faithful to the word of God.
其实都是背后有自己个人好处的这个动机。
And some of these people may have ulterior motives trying to gain benefit for themselves.
所以保罗他一直强调说，我们今天在传福音的时候，我们弟兄姐妹要互相勉励，我们要按正义把这个道理讲清楚。
And so Paul writes for us to encourage one another to preach the gospel faithfully.
他当时也是这样子勉励年轻的传道提摩太。
And so Paul writes to the young preacher Timothy in the same fashion.
我们看一下提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
提摩太后书二章十五节说。你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
Verse 15 in 2 Timothy chapter 2, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth.
做无愧的工人，表示说，今天真理交给我们的是这个规模，是这个意思，你就要把它完整的讲出去，要把它讲清楚啊。
So if this is the word of God, this is the ministry of God, then let us preach it correctly.
道理不能讲一半啊。
We can't just preach half of it.
就好像今天来信耶稣，得好处，有永生，是的。
So we can preach, yes, you can come to Jesus, you can get blessing, you can receive eternal life.
但是信耶稣要有决心。
But we also need to preach that you must have a firm conviction in Jesus Christ.
要愿意跟耶稣基督一起受苦。
You must be willing to suffer with Jesus Christ.
因为要进神的国，如果没有经历艰难，是不可能的。
Because if you do not suffer, you will not be able to enter the kingdom of God.
要来信耶稣，要愿意跟耶稣受苦，你愿意吗？
Are you willing to suffer with Jesus Christ?
那如果愿意，
if you're willing,
表示说我们对耶稣有信心，
then we have faith in Jesus.
因为他同时告诉我们说，我们在受苦的时候，他要跟我们同在。
Because Jesus says, despite your suffering, and in the midst of your suffering, and while you're suffering, I will be with you.
其实不是我们自己在受苦，是他跟我们一起受苦。
And Jesus would not allow us to suffer alone. He will suffer with us.
这一些苦他都已经得胜了。
Because he has already overcome all suffering.
最大的苦，最大的障碍就是死亡而已啊。
The greatest suffering is death, and Jesus has already overcome death.
主耶稣都已经得胜死亡了，他又活起来了。
If Jesus is the victor over death, and we know that because he has resurrected,
我们所有的苦，他在世上都经历过。
Then of course he's already suffered all the same calamities and hardships that we
suffer. 他现在活着跟我们同行。
And now he continues to live, and he lives with us.
我们的苦其实他都在旁边帮助我们度过。
And so, while we may have trouble, Jesus is there to help us.
所以患难困苦其实会帮助我们的信仰更成长，让我们更坚强。
God allows us to suffer, to have hardship, to have trouble, so that we can improve spiritually our faith.
信仰的宝贵其实在我们生命的更新。
Faith, the benefit of it has a firm foundation in our life.
就是我们可以活出一个跟世人不一样的生命。
So that we can live a life that's different from the people of the world.
我们对很多事情的观点都会改变。
So that we can have a different perspective in the world.
平安不是说什么都没事才叫平安。
Jesus says he'll give us peace, but that doesn't mean we will not have trouble.
平安就是在暴风雨当中心里都可以平静才叫真的平安。
What true peace from Jesus is that in the midst of trouble, we will still have peace in the security of our knowledge of Jesus Christ.
当周围的人都恐惧战惊的时候，信主的人他可以非常稳定的相信主与我们同在，这个才叫平安。
When the rest of the world is despairing and has already lost heart, we Christians will continue to have faith and resolve and peace in our heart.
就像保罗他在这个海中遇到波浪的时候，风暴，众人都没有办法吃东西，哎，保罗他可以很放心的吃他的饭。
Just like when Paul was on a ship in the midst of a great storm, and the ship was in danger of capsizing, Paul still had a firm heart and faith in his heart to be able to eat while everyone else was lost appetite.
那这个就是保罗他传福音的时候，他一定把道理讲得很清楚的。
And that's why Paul writes very clearly in his ministry.
我们现在来信主。
Well, we come to know Jesus.
我们会遇到困难。
We will encounter trouble,
但是没有关系。
But it's okay.
主耶稣一定会帮助我们。
Jesus will help us.
我们会得到力量。
We will gain strength.
我们会一关好像关关难过，但是关关过。
And yeah, we may be buffeted here and there, but we'll pass through.
然后我们越走会觉得说，哎，这个信仰的路上，我们的恩典，当我们有恩典相随的时候，我们会觉得说充满喜乐满足。
And when we see the grace of God in getting us through all this hardship and all our travails, we will have peace and joy in our heart.
我们对将来主所应许的那个永生会更清楚，而且更有盼望。
And then we'll have an even firmer faith and hope in our eternal life.
这个叫做按正义分解真理的道。
This is using truth to confirm the truth.
因为它让我们了解说，我们今天所追求的是跟世界上不一样。
Because this allows us to have a firm conviction that we are not walking in the way of the world.
保罗说他绝对不会谬讲神的道理。
Paul says he will not preach other than Jesus Christ.
他一定把道理讲得很清楚的。
He will not distort the message of Christ.
他不是借着道理去讨好人而已啦。
He is not trying to bend the truth in order to please mankind.
他的生命，整个生命是要把真理表明出来。他是要把真理表明出来的。
But rather, he wants to live his life as a testimony of God.
看回来哥林多后书第四章。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己建立个人的良心。
He says, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
这句话是什么意思呢?
What's this mean?
那其实就是让我们可以了解说主耶稣基督的这个道理呢，事实上是要把它活出来的，那是可以实践的，不是只是理论的。
This tells us that the Word of God is not theoretical, but rather is practical, and we must live it out every day.
这个真理叫做生命的道。
Because the Word of God is the Word of life.
是表明在我们的日常生活当中的。
Word of life must be practiced out in our daily life.
然后现在在神面前，他表示说他什么事情、行事为人，都是在神面前在做的。
And everything that we do today, we are doing in the presence and the eyes of man.
就是应该是说，保罗说，他用他自己的行为来启发个人的良心，就是说，每一个人看到他都知道说，哎，其实我若信耶稣，我可以也可以有这样的改变。
And so when people see the life that Paul is living, they can understand that they too can transform and change their lives for the better through Jesus Christ.
那这个就是福音的大能啊，神的大能啊。
This is the great power of the ministry, the word of God, of God.
这是保罗他对自己的要求，他就是要这样追求的。
This was Paul's demands of himself.
那他得到了神的光照之后，他接下去就是传讲这个宝贵的信息。
Once Paul received the truth of Jesus Christ, he went out to preach the truth of Jesus Christ.
然后他自己非常的感谢，就是说第一。哥林多后书四章的第七节说
，Verse 7, he did this with great pleasure.
我们有这个宝贝在这个瓦器里面，要显明这个莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Verse 7, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all surpassing power is from God and not from us.
这个我们今天人的这个生命哈，以保罗他来看，就是这个瓦器的。
Paul likens our daily life, our fleshly life, our physical life to a jar of clay.
这个瓦器很容易就脆掉了。
Jars of clay can be broken easily.
对不对？掉下去就没有了。
You drop it and it shatters.
那我说我们今天人的身体啊，生命啊，真的是很脆弱。
Same with our fleshly bodies.
那这个瓦器，那现在既然有这个宝贝。
So if we have a treasure in our jar of clay,
那表示说这个宝贝，现在这个瓦器竟然可以被分别出来来装这个宝贝，这个在神看起来是非常特别的了。
So a jar of clay by itself is nothing, but if God puts treasure in itself, then this is very precious.
表示说这个主人他要用这个瓦器一定是配得，虽然它很脆弱，但是这个主人要好好的保护它。
For instance, if a person, the master of the house wants to use a jar of clay to do something, then the master will choose the appropriate jar of clay for the purpose.
那这个瓦器要那个主人要把宝贝放进去，它一定要干净啊，要圣洁啊。
So the jar of clay, if you want to put something precious in it, then you'll clean the jar of clay first.
这个本来没有价值的这个瓦器。现在因为有这个宝贝在里面，这个整个东西就非常的珍贵了。
And if a jar of clay is by itself without the treasure inside, then the jar of clay is relatively worthless. But once the jar of clay has that treasure, then the jar of clay becomes very important.
保罗说他就像这个瓦器一样。
And Paul writes that he is like this jar of clay.
本来是卑贱的，是应该被丢掉的。
He should have been disposed of because he was unworthy.
神竟然把他保留起来。
But Jesus preserved his life.
用光照他，把他洁净。
Jesus shone his light into the darkness of his heart.
那所以他现在得到一个新的托付，他生命有一个新的目标。
So now he has purpose, he has meaning, he has a goal.
然后神现在又把一个宝贝把它放在他的瓦器里面。
And then God put this precious treasure into the jar of clay that was Paul.
这个宝贝是什么？
What is this treasure?
如果以我们哥林多后书第四章这样看下来
，We can tell from 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
这个宝贝就是神让他现在有一个去传福音的这个很尊贵的职分。
This treasure is the ministry that was given to Paul.
神用他的生命去彰显真理。
This treasure is that God sent Paul.To preach the gospel, the truth.
让众人这个良心可以重新被发现出来。
So that all people could have their conscience rekindled.
表示说我们现在可以借着耶稣基督重新被改造。
So that we could all change through Jesus Christ.
那而且它是这个传出去的福音， 他所做的工作又非常有能力。
And this power that Paul was given was great.
表示福音是可以改变人的心。
Paul preached a great, powerful gospel that could transform human hearts.
不是因着自己，不是因着人的缘故了。
This was not through human efforts.
而是出于神。
But through the power of God.
所以你看保罗，他就从他的生命里面经历什么叫做神在用他。
So Paul displayed in his life how God was using him.
你看他接下去传福音的这个精神就百折不回，就是打不死，他绝对不会退缩的。
And that's why he was relentless in his pursuit of preaching the gospel.
接下去第八节跟第九节他说。
And let's turn to verse 8 and 9.
我们四面受敌，不被困住。
We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed.
就是已经被团团围住了，但是神还是把他救出去啊。
Because he may have been surrounded by trouble, but God rescued him.
这在保罗传福音《使徒行传》十三章里面写得很清楚。
This is written very clearly in Acts chapter 13.
然后接下去他说，心里作难，却不至于失望。
Is perplexed, but not in despair.
就是他其实一到被关进监牢里面呢。
Paul was thrown into prison.
但是神还是把他。用他去传福音给那个禁足啊。
But even in prison, God allowed Paul to preach to the prison guards.
那他要去哪里传福音？其实最后都是神在引导他的。
It doesn't matter where Paul went, God was guiding his footsteps.
心里作难就是说我想要这样子，但是神有他的旨意，保罗顺服了。最后，他看到神的旨意，非常喜乐。
Sometimes Paul wanted to do this, but God led him the other way, and when he saw God's guidance, he was very joyful.
第九节说，遭逼迫不被丢弃。
Verse 9, persecuted but not abandoned.
就像在以弗所第十，使徒行传第十九章，在以弗所的暴动里面被逼迫。
In Ephesus, he was persecuted.
但是神把他拯救了。
But he was rescued by God.
第九节说。打倒了，不至于死亡。
Verse 9 says he had been struck down but not destroyed.
使徒行传十四章里面，在路斯德那个地方，保罗被石头打死了，已经被打倒了，已经倒在那边了。
In Acts 14, Paul was stoned in Lystra, but he was able to get back up.
人家都以为他死掉了。
They already thought he was dead.
把他推到城外去了。
And they brought him to outside the city gates.
但是哪里知道他又起来了。
But then he got back up.
他起来了，继续传福音。
And then he kept preaching.
所以打倒了，不至于死亡。
So he was struck down, but not destroyed.
这就是他的精神呢。
This was the mentality of Paul.
真的是宝贝。
A precious vessel.
因为这当中有神的能力。
With the power of God.
那我们今天你看是一个卑贱的人。
So today we are an unworthy human being.
但是如果今天主的恩，他的光照了我们之后。
But if the light of God, the power of God comes upon us.
我们如果追求。圣经里面所告诉我们这些道理，让我们成为一个洁净的人。
If we fear and obey God and His commandments in the Bible, then we become a precious vessel.
真的，这个宝贝就放进来了。
And then the treasure will be in our jar.
我们就成为这个福音的使者，借着我们把恩典带到更多地方去。
We'll be a messenger of the ministry of salvation to preach the gospel to all nations.
可能因着我们一个人，我们整个家。整个家族都来信耶稣。
Could be through us one person that whole family is saved.
最后整个家庭都蒙福。
It could be the whole family receives blessing through us.
让我们追求能够成为这样的宝贝在我们这个瓦器。
So we should desire to be this precious vessel with the treasure inside of us.
让神借着我们把恩福传出去。
So that we can preach the gospel to all nations.
因为我们是神所爱的人。
Because we are loved by God.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
419首。